Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary. Yes, I did a little different this time because we got some special guests in the house. No strangers to the pod or to the viewers. You guys have seen them. We have the very talented, the very hilarious. Just got back in town, hitting them from the side to side. Miss Kanisha Buss is in the building. And we also got the very hilarious, amazing writer, director, producer, event space. You know what I'm saying? He out here entrepreneur and doing this whole thing. He doing everything, ladies and gentlemen. We got Dion Lack back in the building as well.
I'm not going to cruise bombs for Dion Lack. Come on, man. Drop one cruise bombs for Dion Lack.
What's up, man? How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Yeah, man. I just got back in town, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
Modesto. But, you know, that's still in town.
Why should you say it like that?
I had to pick up something. That's a ways away, you know? Give me that. That's for real. What's considered out of town? How far is San Diego out of town? How many miles is considered out of town?
Yeah. You know what? San Diego is out of town.
Because most people don't do a day trip to San Diego, but even if you do, right. It's out of town. Modesto's out of town. It's just like, it's not a place that people just typically go to. So you don't get the same
right quick when you go to Modesto. Yeah. Now I just got to go somewhere real quick. That's not
Modesto is an errand. You'd be like, yeah, I got to run into Modesto real quick. They do it different out there. Can't really brag that you went to Modesto. Yeah, I spent the weekend in Modesto. Somebody be like, you lost a bet? What happened?
Yeah. I had to pick up an ottoman.
It sounds like you got court out there. Yeah, I got a traffic ticket in Modesto. I got to go back. Go to court, appearance real quick.
Modesto is where your baby mama and her family move after they lost the house.
Yes. Citation after Modesto.
Oh my goodness, you send your son running from a gang. We got to get you out of here. No bail layers for you. You go to Modesto.
Dion, it looks like you got potato salad in your water. What's going on?
Oh man, I got some ginger. I got lemons, cucumbers, mint. I'm out here trying to clean this body out. When you get past 40, you can't just be snacking on Twinkies at 2 a.m. You got to clean everything out.
What about 145? No, just like
you gonna wait to 45.
I said, well, what about 145? You said two.
Man. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey man, listen, you're putting forth the effort. I will say that you've been consistent every time I seen you, you got that jug. So you out here, man. I can appreciate it.
But when this camera cuts off, I'm definitely in the Hawaiian punch in that
Dion, people are complimenting the crispiness of the camera, man. You got you've been bringing out the new camera, the big guns lately, bro.
Man, this is a tooth. I'm out here promoting the location, you know, the work I do, the camera work, and of course, I'm 32 states, man. Sex symbol right here, yo. Register sex symbol.
I got to come get some new pictures. Dion took some pictures of me 3 years ago. I didn't like, they were great pictures. I just didn't like how I looked because I was so used to selfies that real pictures kind of messed up my self-esteem. I was like, ooh, I wasn't ready for this reality. So I didn't use them. But now on the back end, I'm like, these are so fire. I'm using them on everything. That's when I have blonde hair.
I would love to update them. I got you. I would love to update them. Those like 3 years
and a half. I know. About two and some change.
How was your weekend, Kanisha?
Man, I was on 9 planes in 4 days. I'm so tired.
Wow.
Oh, and where was that? Spokane, Ben. My mind's telling me no. I can't think of anything else. But my brain is mush. But it was a time at each flight at Boise and I can't remember the last place, but each flight was like 2 flights to get there. So it was crazy. And I don't like those little planes. So like almost every plane was a little plane. And I flew out of Burbank. So every plane that we flew into was like little Burbank airplanes. Yeah. And they just be, and I'm doing real good at praying and flying. But then when they just start, they're like, all right now, God, I said faith. I need more than mustard seed now, because it's crazy. And I didn't know planes. My last plane, luckily it was my last plane. I feel like I got whiplash. We hit so hard and then start swerving. I didn't know planes could swerve. I was like, well, I'd rather crash on ground than fall out the sky. But I was nervous. So I was like, all right, time to go. Let's go.
One time I was on a flight and that motherfucker landed so hard that the movie that I was watching, the language changed.
Shut up, dude.
That shit landed hard. I said, it's his first day or his first time flying this one, because this one supposed to land that hard, bro.
Yeah. You come and say, hey, my bad. Y'all good?
Hey, listen, when I first started flying, my brother was working for Southwest, so he was getting me buddy passes. And so, you know, anytime I got a buddy pass, I kind of felt like I was elite. I didn't realize the non-revenue passes were like the bottom of the barrel. I thought I got like some secret hookup. So one time, I'm flying out of St. Louis, and they got us on like one of those little regional planes too, like you were just talking about, Kenesha. And it had like, it looked like a big jet. And I was like, whoo, got your boy on the jet. I had no idea. This was the most raggedy plane. I had never been on a plane that has the back of the plane had like that old seat, like four seats next to each other, like how a bus does. Oh, wow. I had never seen a plane that didn't have the lavatory in the back. So I was like, nigga, what kind of, once I got on, I realized it was an older plane. But then when I saw the back, I was like, what kind of plane?
Yeah,
has you know, four seats in the back.
Yeah, you knew it was a problem when they said smoking or non-smoking. So you knew
Where's that plane going, Modesto? That's the plane to Modesto, huh?
Yeah.
I knew it was a problem when I saw like window cranks, like you could roll the window. I was like, oh, this ain't
no regular. We ain't got no seatbelts, just the bar.
It's just the bar, homie. First class was the seat. Everybody else was standing.
It was nothing but seatbelt extensions. It's just a little clip parts on your seat. You got to put the extension on that.
Yeah, roller coaster. It had the little thing over your chest. You were dangling. Your feet were dangling out the window.
We need three of y'all to come off the plane to help give us a push start.
We got to crank this propeller up.
Big backs only. Big backs only.
We got one bottle of water. Y'all got to pass it. Everybody get a drink. Air drink, though. Air drink.
I always ask for a can. Anytime I come around for service, I'm like, you ain't finna give me this little bit of ass cup.
Mm-mm.
Let me get a can or whatever the fuck I want. Okay. Mm-hmm. And come back and see me when you got the liquor on your cart, because I need a new two jacks as well. Mm-hmm. Kenesha, all the flying you get to do, have you had some food or city that really stood out with good food? I'm gonna take that as a no.
But you know what? We're getting ready to hit like Chicago, and I'll be in New York next weekend, and I'm going to Cleveland, so you know I'm about to act a fool, so I'm about to get more over there. So okay. I'm looking for something, but as of now, I can't. Nothing has really. Oh no, I'm lying like a mug. We went to St. Louis and we had some barbecue, you know, because you know I'm a sometime vegan. We had some barbecue, now stuff like that. I'm gonna eat the meat, okay? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Fake vegan, real recipes, you know what I'm saying? But I cook vegan in the house, but baby, I'm not St. Louis. Not only that, they give you so much in the sir. We went to Red's, I brought back, so I was eating Red's. I 3 days had the whole barbecue plane. I gotta bring these back. You know, our best friend from over there, too. He was like, oh, you got the hometown ribs? I was like, oh, my God. So, and the potato salad? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, yeah. St. Louis right now with the ribs is A1, and in Texas. The Texas
Give them a shout-out. What's the restaurant name? What's the restaurant name? Give
them Red's. It's Red's. They don't need a shout-out. It's a three-hour line. You got to get there Tuesday if you want some shit by Wednesday. Red's. Oh, my God. It was so good.
I want to show y'all this video real quick of this soup.
has been serving the same soup for over 45 years. And no, it's not just the same recipe, it's the exact same soup. This type of soup is known as perpetual soup and has been passed down through three generations of the same family. Every day, the restaurant serves hundreds of bowls of soup using this broth, adding different ingredients like 70 kilos of beef, fresh vegetables, and aromatic spices. At the end of the day, the leftover soup is put in a separate pot to simmer overnight. In the morning, they add water and new ingredients to the soup, preparing it for another day of service. The soup never stops boiling, so no bacteria can form, and the flavors become incredibly deep and complex. This continuous boiling process is key to maintaining the soup's unique taste and safety.
My mind automatically went to, what was that soup doing them 2 years during COVID? I'm sorry, that's the first thing. That's the first
thing. It was collection,
bro. I'm serious. That's all I can think about. What about them 2 years? What was, when nobody could come outside? Yeah. Like, what? You fuck around and miss a day of work and ruin a family legacy of soup. I just, I cannot.
Yeah,
ain't no way. Ain't no way.
That's funny. Oh man. There's no way that soup has the same flavor 30 years ago because it keeps changing. You keep adding like chicken and beef and vegetables. Like, yo, this don't taste nothing like grandmother. Yeah, because different.
But if they're putting the same thing in over and over, I'm just, accidents happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't nothing fell in that soup that y'all had to drain the pot. Like, I'm just.
Where's Junior at? Anybody seen Junior?
It's like every couple months or at least once a year, they have a recall on beef. Now, maybe this is just an American thing, right? But Boar's Head right now, they say there's a recall on Boar's Head meat. Every now and then, at least once a year, they have a recall on some meat. You mean to tell me in four generations they ain't never had to recall nothing? Did y'all just roll them with whatever they give you? It's too many questionables. Yeah. Too
Turn
many
the fire to burn out the infection. Turn the fire up more.
Y'all ain't never have no power outage, so it never just stopped boiling. That ain't been boiling.
No one accidentally fell in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, how many flies are accidentally in that 45-year-old soup? Because you're not going to sit up there and tell me they protected it so no insects ever got in it. You're not going to tell me. You're not going to do it.
I don't know how this going to sound, but looking at the location, I don't think they really care.
What disgruntled employee was like, I'm gonna show these niggas how to fire me? You gonna fire me over $5? Huh?
It'll boil out overnight. That's just I'm glad I'm not in the family because while everybody was asleep, I would sneak and put in all new soup. I don't give a damn like I'm not.
I will say this. We talking this shit right now. But let's keep it a bean. If you were there, would you try a teaspoon of that soup?
I would if they didn't tell me what it was. They said, you got to try it. And they'd be like, yo, this has been cooking for 45 years. I might have said, But if it's like, okay, what's the secret? 45 years of stroganoff, of bacteria stroganoff.
Oh, I can't. Now, the flavor is probably intense because you let some gumbo sit by the fourth day. You know, anything that's a soup base after the fourth day, the flavor is in there. But 45 days, I feel like the cabbage be soggy. It's just things I can't do.
45 years.
I mean, 45 years.
Is it any way possible to know if all the meat from the previous year has been scooped out? Because if you don't know that, you could be eating some 5-year-old meat that's just been
right. Yep. Meat do go bad in a week. Now I didn't think about that.
Yeah, there's no. It's not like it's cycling out like it's a refrigerator. Like, what's the expiration date on this beef right here? We got to cycle that out. No, it's been. People keep pushing it away like, not that one.
Don't give me nothing from the bottom. Give me all the shit. Get mine from the top. Don't do a big scoop on me. Give me the top. I don't want what's at the bottom.
Describe it. What is this? It's everything soup.
Oh, my goodness.
Every vegetable, every meat.
Oh,
You be arguing with the kids. Boy, I got soup older than you. I can't.
God. Well, I mean, it's
yes,
that's a lot. Yeah. That's the culture over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people stick with the culture. They stick with the what do they call it? The rituals and things of that. If you guys are like me, you're always looking for ways to, I don't know, take your life to the next level and take your hygiene to the next level, especially when it comes to the fellas. I've spoke many times about how I go get a manicure and pedicure, a hammer and nails, as a male grooming spa. Just trying to keep it up, you know what I'm saying? And make sure that I'm putting the right products on my body. And with that, I just want to remind you guys and let you guys know, those that don't know, that this episode is sponsored by Mando. For those that don't know, Mando is an amazing product. They have deodorant, they have full body deodorant, they have body wash, they have a ton of things that you can do to take your grooming when it comes to the man to the next level. I have the deodorant, and I love the fact that it smells good, it feels good, and I know what I'm using. I know all the products that are in there, and I love the fact that it does exactly what it's supposed to do. Like, I love when products do exactly what they're supposed to do. It controls the odor anywhere. They give you 48-hour protection, and when I say 48-hour, I mean it. I was in Jamaica just ripping and running all day, and you know it get hot in Jamaica. It feeling Jamaica has been feeling these last couple days in LA, you understand me? But I had no problems with it. Kept me clear. I'm sorry, not clear. Kept me fresh the entire day while some other people were, a little tart. It was a little tart. But right now we got a great deal with Mando. Control your body odor anywhere at Shop Mando. And get $5 off your starter pack, and that's over 40% off with your promo code DIYS at shopmando.com. So make sure you head over there right now if you guys are looking for a new type of deodorant, something that's a little more healthier. Well, I don't want to say healthier when it comes to deodorant, but it's something a little more environmental friendly, and you know the products that you're putting on your body, those type of things. Check out Mando. You won't be disappointed. I've been rocking them. When they sent the first product over, which is probably about 3 months ago, when I ran out of that deodorant, I ran back and got some more. I just spent my own money because I did like the results that much. And that's what I'm using right now. So make sure you check it out for all your odor control needs. Again, underarm deodorant, full body deodorant. They got body wash. They got facial wash. They got everything that you need, fellas, to take your hygiene game to the next level. So go to shopmando.com. Use our promo code DIYS and you get $5 off your starter pack. That's over 40% off. Boom. Dion, you go get a manicure, pedicure, anything like that?
I do and don't. Not on my own, definitely with my daughters. Okay. So I feel like that is my excuse to be like, yeah, it's for the girls.
But why not just do it, man? It's great, brother. It's just self-care.
It is, but you know, it feels right with my girls. I definitely be encouraging, like, y'all want to go again? Let's do it again. I know it's Thursday. We're Monday. I know.
That pedicure be feeling great.
I've never been in that Guinness World Records place that's on, was it Hollywood and Vine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we take the kids there. Yeah,
I've never been in there. I just look at the ones that I find online and stuff like that, but I've never actually been inside that one. This was one that I found that was kind of interesting right here. They did a balloon release and wanted to get in Guinness World Record, and then this happened.
There was no doubt about it. The launch was spectacular. It was a tremendous moment of triumph for the city of Cleveland. But unfortunately, this moment of triumph did not last long. The expectation was that the helium-filled balloons would float around for a while before eventually deflating and returning to Earth one by one. But that wasn't what happened.
And the way the just shifted just enough, and the balloons are now trailing past.
There's a beautiful balloon. They're coming back this way.
They're coming back.
The cold air and oncoming rain immediately pushed the still inflated balloons, tens of thousands of them, back down towards the ground in droves. The result was mass chaos.
Balloons, 1.5 million of them, caused quite a stir in Cleveland yesterday. It was
a northerly wind quickly carried the balloons to Burke Lakefront Airport, and within minutes, the runways were so clogged that all flights had to be suspended. The balloons also started to descend on certain streets, and after a number of car accidents, these roads had to be closed until a bulldozer arrived to clear out the balloons. As all this was going on, the Coast Guard was still out looking for the two missing fishermen.
Ironically, that big balloon launch in Cleveland today is one of the things that's making the search so tough for the Coast Guard.
Balloons had descended on Lake Erie in massive quantities.
60% of the balloons launched landed here instead of the planned 10%.
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack here.
Can you imagine trying to find somebody floating out here or even spotting a life jacket with all these balloons on the water?
On September 29th, 2 days after the balloons were launched, the Coast Guard finally called off the search for the two missing fishermen. And shortly after, both men's bodies washed ashore. Balloon Fest was featured in the 1988 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records. However, that was the only edition to include it. And shortly after, Guinness ended the category of balloon launching altogether.
Idiots!
I'm speechless.
Yo. Nope.
Yo. Could you imagine you're in an emergency and you're trying to catch a flight and I'm like, yeah, it's a bunch of balloons, y'all. We stuck. Nobody going to Modesto today.
Being the person, one, that came up with the idea for the balloon launch, right? And then being amongst a group of people who okayed it. And they was like, yeah, probably only 10% or less will actually make it to the water. The rest of them, they're just going to go up. I'm sure of it, nigga.
They thought they were going to space, like just going to just evaporate. Like
they had to come down at one point, and it just I just think about the ducts, the air, the everything. It's just a bunch of balloons everywhere. And helium take forever. That one helium balloon in your house be up for 3 weeks, just dangling right there, just right above the city.
Car accidents, plane rerouting.
Yeah.
Couldn't find the missing fishermen.
Yeah. Before real internet, like, too. You couldn't even get warnings.
Oh, I'm trying to see why the fishermen didn't make a raft out of all them balloons. They just floated home. Like, hey, you know, helium just, they're like life jackets. I'd have been holding on, just kicking all the way back to shore. Shit. Grab you one balloon.
just float.
Shit.
Wait. So slow down. So a fisherman, how did they end up missing because of the balloons? They were on the water and it's the balloons.
They were already missing.
They was already missing.
The look was already, the search was already on for them, but the balloons made it harder to spot their life jackets because the brightness
of the balloons. Okay. Now that's funny. I thought the balloons was like, no, it's funny because they were looking like, we're trying to find colors. They're like, shit, there's a lot of colors out here. So they're looking, they're kind of hovering over the water like, it's too many colors. I don't know which one is a human.
It's too much.
That's wild. Somebody got fired.
Yeah.
Somebody better.
They needed to. You know how Rose had the whistle? Just bite it, take the helium out, and give you a high pitch like a whistle. Help! Help! Like I'm hearing help. I'm here to just keep sucking. Help! Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
There's a balloon somewhere. Since 1996, there's a balloon on somebody's roof right now that's still there.
Right.
In someone's gutter. It's somewhere. This is like a treasure trunk of finding the rest of balloons.
That is the worst, dog. Yeah. That is the worst.
I'm trying to think the cleanup for that has got to be, especially because when they said it sounds real stupid for them to say bulldoze balloons. Every time you touch them, they're flying back. You can't bulldoze no balloons. Have you ever tried to sweep balloons after a birthday party that ain't pop? You just need to let a bunch of elementary school kids run loose on the freeway and just pop them like you do at the end of a party. Like, fuck it, we need all the kids in the city.
On the freeway?
Because they closed the freeway down. Like that, they had to close the freeway. Like, we need all, put all the school buses, block it, let the kids go crazy. Shit, would have been up in 20 minutes.
I know they didn't see that shit coming at all.
Damn the ozone layer. Yeah, like, man, we good. Global warming is totally fine. We good.
They wouldn't even talk about global warming in 96.
Right? At all.
They thought balloons was going to fly to another city. It ain't our problem. Oh, wherever they land.
They were proud. They said, here it goes.
I know.
This book of world records.
How was y'all relationship with y'all grandparents?
I don't remember. Mine died early.
I had one. My mom's mom. That's it. So
my granddad was a nigga in every sense of the form. Like, my granddaddy was quick to put a gun on any and everybody. He put a gun on my grandmother's preacher one time.
Damn.
He went up to the hospital with his gun. He was quick.
Your grandfather Medea.
Might as well, man. Might as well. And that's not even a joke. But I don't think he was as bad as this.
Oil company in the 60s was the richest private citizen in the world. And when his 16-year-old grandson, John Paul Getty III, was in Rome, he was kidnapped and held for ransom. The kidnappers demanded $17 million for his safe return. His dad asked the grandfather, J. Paul Getty, for the money, and he said no, that it would set a bad precedent. Well, in November 1973, an envelope arrived to J. Paul Getty. Inside that envelope was the severed ear of his grandson. Now, at this time, the demand went down to $3.2 million. He agreed to pay $2.2 million because that was the maximum amount that could be tax deductible. He made a loan to his son for the remainder of the money and charged him a 4% interest rate. And on December 15th, 1973, John Paul Getty III was found safe at a gas station right after the ransom had been paid. He went to call his grandfather and say thank you, and his grandfather refused to come to the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. They made a movie of this. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Diabolical, baby. I love it.
Well, when you know your family history, like what you running around freely for, you know they be kidnapping and doing this type, you're being irresponsible. That's the grandson fault. You can't just be frolicking freely when you come from a family like that. You got to be careful.
It was in the 60s. I guess they was thinking like, man, I should be good over here. It was a silent somewhere, but man, the flat out to say, nah, I ain't paying 17. You crazy. Yeah. This boy don't even do nothing. He don't play no sports. He don't play no instruments. He's not a thief. What am I paying for?
Well, he was stressed out. He had a cigarette. He said, how much?
Man,
I'll pay that nigga $3,200.
It's tax deductible. Not he included the IRS in this. Like, wait,
gave him the $2.2 million and then loaned his father, his son, that the last million and then charged some interest on it. That's crazy.
What if you were just like, hey, I will pay this, but just know that you are cut from my will. This is your money. I'll pay this, but just know that you are cut from the family.
Oh, you ain't getting nothing else. You can't even come to the barbecues. Your barbecue already been paid for.
Am I wrong for doing that, though? If I said, listen, because then you could be a part of this. You could be
a man on fire.
He part of his own kidnapping.
Yeah. And people do that. They do that.
Man. Yeah, that's crazy, though.
There's no cutting you from the family money, though. I'm telling you that. Ain't no more.
And don't get kidnapped again, my boy. You're finished.
What's the most you think somebody, like, if you were to get kidnapped, what's the most you would be fine with your family offering up? Like, what's the least amount that they can offer up for you without you being offended?
Two GoFundMes.
I'm like, they have nothing. Unless y'all want some EBT, do y'all take stamps? Because that's the first, when they kid me, I'm like, if y'all don't take stamps, you might as well put me back. And my baby father, well, he might, because he's trying to have his off days. He might be the only one to pay for me. Matter of fact, he ain't raising that baby by himself. So that's the only person that will pay for me that has some money.
I don't even know who the Rams people reach out to. My daughters, my baby mama.
Nah,
I ain't no parents.
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder if there's a minimum that the United States will pay for a kidnapped person.
And it was worse, like you said, Khadijah, getting kidnapped again. Like, you ain't gonna believe it. They got grandson again.
he playing now. Send his other ear over. I'd have talked in the ear. Didn't you hear me when I said don't get kidnapped again?
The number you have dialed Rambo, you can't say what you said. The number you have dialed.
To not get on the phone is the code. It's like, I don't even want to. Nah, I didn't even do it for you. I did it for my son. Oh, Grandma made That's him do it. Right. Go ahead and get the baby. He didn't want to. Grandma made him do it. Get the baby. Get the damn baby. Oh my God. Damn, that's cold. There's really no money if they kidnap me.
Yeah.
I don't even got no. I
read a little something that said, like, most times it would come from the family, especially if they're wealthy or something like that. But it wouldn't let me read on without signing up. So I got off of that page real quick. So
yeah, Google be looking out for you, man. I had to try to Google what's worse, meth or crack. And then it has said, if you need help, they said, hey, I can't answer that type of shit. Hey, right now, whatever you're thinking, I can't give you the correct answer.
Hey, your Google search says a lot about you, nigga.
Let me tell you.
What's the wildest thing you ever Googled?
I won't say wildest thing I ever Googled because I can't say it here, but and this is a disclaimer. I do not use AI to write any of my information, but Redo was telling me about this Wi-Fi, the AI thing. And I was like, let me see. I said, write me a joke on abortion, and AI refused. They said, this is not a funny matter, and it refused to write a joke. And I was crying. I was like, baby, that means nobody can steal my shine. All original. It refused to do it.
Hey. What about you, Dion?
I just told you.
You know what? Now that's idea. Don't say it on here. You a wild boy, Dion.
I am.
So I just text it to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we might have to edit this whole episode. You tell me what you search.
Yeah. As long as we don't bring up Pornhub searches, I'm good. No.
Y'all ever, like, just get on a binge and be like, let me see how these pregnant bitches be fucking real quick and just go on something wild,
and it gets deep with the more you click, the more you're like, fuck it, back, how did I get here?
If you go like page 8 or 9, you'd be like, all right, I need to go pray.
Don't you be upset. Why do they know me like this? I'm better than I knew myself. How would they know? I would want to see some shit I couldn't even think of.
Tell you something, man. I don't know how open this chat is. But it is around the porn aspect. So I'm going to leave it like that. Things where I got into, I was like, man, I didn't know this thing exist. I did not know this was a thing.
Uh-huh.
That was in a rabbit hole of like. Really now?
Be covering the top of your phone. Hope the Lord not watching. Like, hell no, he can't see this shit.
Hope the Lord don't see it.
I'm all seeing, all knowing. If I can't see it, I know what you just typed in.
Oh my goodness.
How y'all feel about seafood?
I'm allergic.
Okay. Crab sticks, crab meat like that. Dion, you rock with it?
Eat fish.
Okay. I have never been a big fan of lobster and crab. I like crab like
shrimp,
like actual crab, like you cracking like that. I just feel like it's a lot of work for a little bit of meat. But I had learned a while ago how imitation crab meat was made, and I never went back. And then I recently found this video, and I hope this helps.
After watching this video, you might never want to eat it again. First, workers throw frozen fish paste, resembling cement, into a blender. Then, a large amount of ice is added. Under the action of the blender, the melted ice mixes with the fish paste, forming a thick, fragrant mixture that doesn't look appetizing. Next, sugar, salt, and other seasonings are added and mixed. After the blending is complete, the crucial shaping stage begins. With the help of a machine, the thick mixture is squeezed into thin, evenly sized sheets. Meanwhile, workers mix edible dye with the mixture to create a red-colored material similar to crab legs. This colored mixture is then applied to one end of the thin sheets. As the sheets move along a conveyor belt, they pass through a pulling machine, creating a texture resembling chicken meat. The sheets are then rolled into round sticks, forming the basis of the crab sticks. The freshly rolled sticks are fed into a machine, where they are wrapped in a thin film and finally cut into evenly sized small sticks. Thus, crab sticks without any real crab meat are produced. Please forward this to your...
There you go.
Imitation crab used to be my favorite. It's fake seafood. My mom used it in everything.
Hey, shout out to the nigga who does the voiceover, man. I know that's AI, but that nigga sounds so demonic.
Bro.
Dick Pace is going through a care.
Yuck.
Disgusting. That is.
No, man. And I just feel like if that's what they're doing for imitation crab meat, they got to be doing that for multiple.
Yeah.
Chicken nugget meat?
Crazy.
Have you seen like the pink slime that it actually is made from McDonald's? Nah, Dion, don't look away. I know that's what you like. Nah, man.
No. I'm thinking about all fast food hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that's any sort of meat. That's diabolic. They add a little color to kind of make it. Hey, this just to give you a little look of it. This is fresh meat.
They used to taste just like to me. It was just I'm blown right now because I love it. Was it like, wait, what?
Humans are diabolical. How can we make this?
Who comes up with this?
Imitation crab is diabolical.
It's imitation crab.
Yeah.
it's two imitations.
No crab whatsoever. No crab in piece. It whatsoever.
Fish paste? Is that fish where they're getting the flavor? Hey, crab imitation crab be good as hell though. That's why I'm upset right now.
Diabolical, man. And it would have just been white if they didn't add the food coloring.
Yeah,
that's diabolical.
They constructed it. They didn't just make. They constructed it, added the dye, and put it in a certain place, rolled it up, made it look.
Yep. I also found out when you go to like grocery stores and they have like those seasoned meat, those are like about to go bad. And they added their own flavors. Hey, please take this. This is ready to go.
They put salt preserves meat, and so like the season works is they can add the salt to it, and the salt will preserve it for a couple more days. So yeah, that definitely is a trick that they do.
I'm gonna one up you some more. The little slab of ham that you be seeing at like grocery stores, or they be sliding like this.
Yeah,
like that's already squished up, ground, whatever it is. And they're slicing it up for your sandwich. Like my homegirl was like, you do realize that a cow or a ham don't come in like a little ball like that. They have formed it into that so it can slice it. I'm like, nigga, I just thought it's not like it's the butt of a pig ready to go.
Nah.
Like, shit.
Yeah, that log of meat
it's already been grounded up and then damn it.
How's that make you feel?
They ground it and then they boil it in the pack. They boil it and then that's how. Then it turns into.
I'm thinking, like, this is fresh meat. They cut it right from the pig. It's ready to go. No,
you got to make. You got to do your own foraging, your own hunting. That's the only way to guarantee that it's fresh and it's real.
Go to a butcher.
Go to a butcher. Let me tell you what. I've seen a chicken cut. Like a whole chicken cut, like the right way and all of that, I still can't do it.
Yeah.
Still not gonna do it. So I'm just gonna have to take a risk on what I'm eating because I'm not cutting the whole chicken up like that. I do
want to taste the difference from like a fresh chicken, like that was alive this morning.
Are you gonna defeather it and all of that?
I'm not doing it. I want to taste the difference. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is fresh. This nigga was alive at 6 a.m. We're eating at noon. I want to see if it's like a fresh, like, I taste the difference. Because our chicken, I'm assuming, like, if I go to, like, a Pollo Loco, that chicken was alive, like, in June.
It's very possible. It's very possible. Right.
Yeah. From China, too. They shipping that stuff over here.
Exactly.
Well, listen, if you guys have pets and you want to make sure your pet is getting the healthiest food, you need to check out our good friends over at Sunday. They are sponsoring this this ad and a part of this podcast as well. Sundays is a fresh dog food made from a short list of human-grade ingredients. It's co-founded by Dr. Tori Waxman, a practicing veterinarian who tests and formulates every version of each recipe. Sunday contains 90% meat, 10% superfoods, and 0% synthetic nutrients or artificial ingredients. Dog parents report noticeable health improvements in their pups, including their fur, fresher breath, better poops, and more energy after switching to Sundays. Let me tell you something. Dog breath be on level 1,000. Wow. Okay. Just so if this is claiming to get them better breath, you definitely look into it. If not anything else, that reason alone. Unlike other fresh dog food, Sundays does not require refrigeration or preparation because of the air drying process. Just pour and serve. And I can attest to that. Very easy to send the box right to your door. We always start small when we're trying to switch our dog to a new dog food because he is an older dog and his stomach was like, hold on now. But we had no problem switching him over to Sunday. No surprise poops when we came home because a lot of times if dog stomach rejected, they will poop. But we didn't have any of that. Easy to store because it doesn't require refrigeration like some of the other dog foods that say that they're healthy and they're for the dog and all that type of stuff. And then you got to put it in the refrigerator, mix it with this brown rice, add a little water. You don't have to do any of that with Sundays. Very easy. Just pour and serve it right to your dog. And right now, we're giving you 40% off your first order of Sundays. Just go to Sundays for Dogs. That's Sundays for Dogs with an S on the end of dogs.com/DIYS. And use the code DIYS at checkout to get 40% off your first order. Again, go to Sundays4dogs.com/DIYS and use the code DIYS at checkout for 40% off your first order. Take care of your dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? Rough. All you parents out there, it's rough.
I hate pets.
The kid and Fran mainly take care of the dog. I only really interact with him when like they're gone or the kid is at work and Fran is doing something else. That's when I'll do what I need to do to step in. But for the most part, I'll be like, that's y'all dog. Okay. Listen. Y'all walk, y'all feed, y'all do all that. And the kid does most of it. She walks him most of the time, feeds him, bathes him, all of that type of stuff.
Glad your dog got fresh breath. Everybody need to go get that product ASAP.
Dog breath, that's diabolical. That would be cruel and unusual punishment. Like tie somebody to a chair and just let a dog just continually breathe in their air, breathe in their face. Like,
yeah.
My God.
Have your hands tied behind your back and just keep letting the dog lick your hands.
Why do they say the dog's mouth is cleaner than yours? Why do they say that?
I don't know. Maybe it's more bacteria, and that bacteria kills the worse of germs than ours. I don't know, Dion. You be eating butt.
Come on, man.
Well,
my kids watch the show.
I do it too. I'm just saying.
My kids watch the show, man. Come on, let's not do this, bro. All right.
I'd rather eat something out of Dion's mouth than a dog's. So.
Come on, brother. Why are you doing like this, yo? Come on. I don't like people who own pets.
The people who own pets, why?
It's a modern day form of slavery. Having these animals on a leash. Y'all just perpetuate what the white man wants y'all to do. Calling them master. Who's your master? Huh? No. Bad dog. Go outside. What's wrong with you? You eat what I say you eat.
Couple things. I hear you. Just a couple things. Only use a leash when they're actually outside. Typically, don't have them on a leash inside. Most animals can't speak to what they're not going to eat.
They should be free, man. Okay. They should be roaming the streets, yo. And I guess when they do bad, you spray them with water hose and whatnot, huh? Nope. You got them out here walking around naked, huh? You got them outside. Got them outside picking up trash and cotton, huh? That's what you got them out there doing?
What dogs be picking up trash and cotton?
That's what you got in my
Dion door. Was a dog in his former life. This was upset. I was a dog in my former life.
I'm kinging y'all right now. But you didn't realize the first Labrador was black.
That's funny. I saw Kev and Tony. They did something on their show, the Bald Brothers podcast. And I didn't watch the whole clip, but just the beginning said, what dogs can say the N-word? And I didn't even watch it, but I can tell you which one can't. German Shepherd better not get nowhere near the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hysterical.
Joan Bell said the German Shepherd was the mascot of the Civil Rights Movement.
That dog is MAGA. That dog is
big MAGA energy.
My God.
MAGA. Listen, that is the MAGA starter kit. A German Shepherd on the Ford F-150, big American flag in your front yard and on your Ford F-150. MAGA starter kit.
That dog, he said, what you say to me, huh? What you say to me, cool? He always had that face of like, what you say?
and hard or nigger are a German Shepherd's favorite words.
Damn it.
Moon cricket, porch monkey, all of those things.
Porch monkey. It like he has his chest out, huh? He got a little.
What you doing around here, boy?
Low-key, I think we should ban German Shepherds. We need to get rid of that species altogether. Yeah. It's
just... if you want a riot on your hands. The Capitol wasn't nothing. You say some shit like that. Tiki torches coming to you.
Racist slave energy. Get rid of that and all the southern statues and then we can start anew. But we can't do that. So, one of the last stories we're going to jump into today is the Mandela effect. We've all have our feelings sort of. We've all talked about it. We felt, we've all feel like we've experienced it at least once in our life. If nothing other than thinking Mandela died in jail. But this is one video that really is crazy. It's online right now, floating around. I'm going to play that right now.
Is a government experiment.
So she was able to prove this.
Yeah, so one of the most popular Mandela effects is the Fruit of the Loom Mandela effect, where everybody remembers there being a cornucopia on the logo of Fruit of the Loom clothing, but apparently there's not. And this lady was super convinced that there used to be a cornucopia on the logo, but Fruit of the Loom came out and said that they've never had a cornucopia, basically just calling this lady crazy. And Fruit of the Loom even has a post of all the past logos they had all the way back to like 1893. And basically they're trying to prove that they've never had a cornucopia on their logo. But then someone came out and they actually have photo proof of this, that they found a piece of clothing in their closet with a cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom logo. And then after this, people did more digging and they actually found newspaper articles talking about Fruit of the Loom and how there's a cornucopia around it.
Wait, so this is like the first Mandela effect to really be confirmed?
Yeah, then they literally found government documents of the Fruit of the Loom company mentioning a cornucopia, showing that the cornucopia has been a part of the company. So they can't say it's never existed. And since this lady has been able to prove this Mandela effect wrong, people now think that the government has been using the Mandela effect to try to see how much history they could erase without the population knowing.
Wow.
I have been saying this for years, and I know more about the story with the lady. It wasn't just a little thing. She had to start going to therapy. Everybody had convinced her that she was crazy. She was having full mental breakdowns, and she actually found a shirt. She went through a bunch of old stuff, and she had found a shirt as well, but she like was in therapy for years, and everybody was telling her that it wasn't. And I'm huge on the Mandela effect, but that story was crazy because she literally was going crazy and had lost, like, her family stopped talking to her. It was really bad. For her. Because it's just like she was obsessed with it because they're gaslighting her. The Fruit of Loom is like, nah, we ain't never. She's like, I know for a fact. And so she started to go crazy. Her whole story is wild.
Mom, let it go. Can we just go to my baseball game? No, it had a cornucopia on the tap. Trust me. I got another video. Hey. Let me go to my closet. Mom, please. My graduation is today. No. It's the cornucopia because if it's wrapped around, it's the fruit. Mom, please.
Yes. It was a few years.
All of that. Hold on, wait. Did I say Nelson Mandela? Did I say that in the beginning?
Yeah.
What's called Mandela effect? Yeah.
Did I say that? I can't remember somebody that didn't say Nelson Mandela. I don't know. But I really feel like they've been doing this for a while with multiple things. With the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Kit Kat not having that little dash there or not.
Mm-hmm. Richard Simmons headband. We know he had the headband. Now if he have no headband or nothing right now. So I'm going to go crazy. Listen, this shit makes me mad.
Curious George never had a tail.
Listen.
You say what had a tail?
Curious George never had a tail.
I don't remember that. I can't confirm if I remember that one or not. But I feel like all these little things are building up so they can try to erase slavery from our mind.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to do it in the books, calling slaves and indentured servants. So if they can slowly get rid of that, then there won't be a stain on white history.
It's a lot of movies, man. It's kind of hard. It's a lot of movies and books.
It is.
They're banning a lot of stuff, and a lot of people don't know all the history books for the United States come out of Texas. So they're first in Texas, and then they spread, and so that's the worst place to be.
What's the stigma against the cornucopia? Like, why they say we got to remove this, man?
It was a worldwide company. So it's like if we can do this on something small on a global scale, then maybe we could do something bigger on a global scale. We just have to do it right. So they just do it, and they wait enough years to see if people stop talking about it.
And some people believe it says jumping timelines as well, but we don't have to go through there. But yeah.
I can see if they changed the color of the grapes and said, we never had purple grapes. Cornucopia is huge.
But that's something that's easy to go, okay, well, maybe it never had the grapes, but you can't. They needed it to be big so that they could remove something noticeable to see how much they can mess with you. The headband and noticeable. I remember when Mandela died in jail. I don't care what nobody. I remember it. Like, it's all these things, and you're going, nah, they're playing a game right now. They're playing a game.
Yeah. Fruit Loop is there with two O's, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, is it not with two O's now?
It's with two O's, but I always thought it was spelled normal.
Loops is normal with two O's.
No, I thought it was spelled fruit, spelled normal. But I did not know it was two O's. It was fruit, it's F-R-O-O-T. That's how they spell it.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
I got to look that up.
See? Somebody just said it. That's how on the box it's spelled like that.
What?
It's always been spelled like that.
No, what? It hasn't.
Yeah.
No, it has not.
Look, no, it hasn't.
Obviously, no matter looking it up, look what they did to the old girl. It don't matter if I look it up or not. If they don't want it to, just my memory to be there, it's gone.
Shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it's a lot of stuff if you look it up. But that headband's been pissing me off lately. I know Richard Simmons had a headband. I used to do the workouts and everything. I even had a headband. And now there's no headbands.
I think the Pringles guy never had a monocle.
No,
that was supposed to be
the Monopoly.
Monopoly guy.
Monopoly man.
Yeah.
Wait, they're saying he doesn't have one now? He always had one.
Who, the Pringles man?
No, the Monopoly guy. They took it away?
He didn't have one. Mr. Peanut had one.
No, Monopoly had the crazy part is if my sister.
Boom. Two O's, homie.
Hold on, man. I saw that, Dion, but I'm gonna check on Monopoly Man.
I used to collect Monopolies. My sister had a flood in her house, so I lost a bunch of them, but I've been collecting Monopolies since I was 12. I have a bunch here too. So I'm like, no, the actual Monopoly games. I've been collecting them since I was 12. So I have all their, I got a Bridgerton Monopoly. Okay. Like they,
they took off from the, remember McDonald's had the little, you can win $1 million. By tearing off of the little cups in the French fries.
Hell yeah, I remember. Great. I had a fistful of those.
Somebody never won.
Hold on. Let me see. I've found some.
Monopoly had a had one.
For a fact. They killed Mr. Peanut too. They killed him off.
You say what?
I thought they killed Mr. Peanut.
No.
Let me look this up, man.
Where is this at?
Somebody said, you're not about to convince me that Monopoly Man didn't have no Monica. Because he had one. I collected Monopolies. I know for a fact.
Okay,
so there's nothing. Not nobody can tell me.
You can't tell me.
Find this. Let's see. Is this it? No, that ain't it.
See?
Hold on, bro.
He had a pocket watch, not a monocle.
Where's it at? I just pulled it up, but it's not showing right now. That's crazy. I can't even show y'all.
Because that was accidentally left. You got it. No.
They scrubbed it from the internet that quick.
No.
That's crazy.
The one you just seen is gone. They left it there, and then you got that, and they got rid of that shit quick, fast, and in a hurry.
They heard us. They said, shit, erase it now.
I wish you would have screenshotted it.
Oh, okay.
You get nervous. You get nervous. He said, oh,
because it happened right before our eyes. Now this damn internet, you're scary. Don't even exist. 2 weeks from now, you're gonna be able to find this episode.
Hold on. That was kind of creepy though. That's
I don't know what you're looking at, but I'm already scared. You said, oh my God, where's
Did Hippie put it up? Okay, Hippie got it on.
I better wake up in the morning.
I saw that one right there with the two guys right here side by side, and then they got it right here too. With it. But people are saying that it wasn't a thing though.
That's not true. Yes, he did. And there's his ass got one right there on. I hope you look at it. Go up.
Right here. This figurine right here.
He's right there with it on. Where it says zero. He got it on right there.
Hey, man,
next to the one with the pink background. He always had that. They're always fucking with us. They're always fucking with us.
Hey, that's kind of creepy. Hey,
the crazy thing is, Monopoly Man was never a man. He's always been a woman. We just gave him the word man.
All right, Dion. See, Dion don't never take nothing seriously, man.
I know.
He was always joking.
You're trying to stay alive.
It's like, nah, that wasn't me.
They tried to say Tinkerbell never flew over the Disney castle in the crack. Why are they lying like that?
Isn't the Disney thing?
They're saying now she didn't do that. Man, they gotta stop.
Why they doing that? But I mean, again, if the goal is like to erase slavery from our mind, then
is Bambi a boy or girl?
I never knew.
Is Tweety Bird a boy or a girl?
I thought Tweety Bird was a boy.
No one knows,
I think Tweety Bird's a boy.
Yeah. Bad old putty tat. I think he's a boy. He's supposed to be a boy.
They're gonna find a way to
he's
say
gender neutral.
Yeah, they're gonna find a way to say that.
You know who they got rid of? The Tasmanian Devil.
What?
Told us, like, we got to get this nigga out of here, man. Him and Pepe Le Pew, because Pepe Le Pew was a pedophile. He was a sexual predator.
Yeah, but why Tasmania? What did he do?
They was like, we can't make fun of somebody with Tourette's.
ADHD? Oh no!
Oh man.
He's on the spectrum, huh? Yeah,
Tourette. I think it was just Tourette.
Both are males.
Huh?
Somebody said both are males. When he grew up, he had antlers. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The Prince of the Forest.
Prince of the Forest? They referred to Bambi as the Prince of the Forest? When was this song as
that was a sequel.
I ain't never going back to watch it to confirm this, but I just didn't think Bambi was the Prince of the Forest. Dion, that looks like coleslaw, bro. That looks like a big lump of coleslaw in your water.
How often
do you replace it? How often do you replace it?
I do like 3 fill-ups. I do like every 45
years. 40-year soup.
And pass down to my family. My mama used to have this, yo.
It do look like generations worth of ginger at the bottom of that.
So you say 3 fill-ups. You got 3 or 4 fill-ups. Do those fill-ups happen with it all within a day, or that's like 2 days of fill-up?
No, this was I filled this up with the fruit vegetables yesterday.
Okay.
I feel like this much up of it. Got and it. Then the rest of it is water.
So you don't have to drink as much water as you're supposed to, because that's way too much. I use water. That's way too much. It's your overkill.
We're burning up out here. Niggas are dying for hydration, man. I'm trying to get ahead of the curve.
Hey, you drink your 64 ounces? Yeah. 19 of it was ginger. Always treating the system.
This is backwash right here. This is backwash. It's more vegetables here.
It's too much. You've done enough.
When the camera turns off, he asks ranch dressing to the water.
I deep fried the whole thing. Like, yeah, they were fucking
up. Not that some poor water.
Poor water. Oh, that's so bad. All right, man. Before we get up out of here, y'all got anything going on? Y'all want to let the people know to look out for dates or anything project wise? You want to let people know?
This Friday, I have my B-Day comedy show. I feature whatever zodiac sign is happening and do it every month. Virgo season, I'll be hosting. Yeah, I'll be hosting at my location, LT Studios, downtown LA. Please, please support. Come check us out. Tickets are in my bio. Virgos, man, y'all get in free. Let's do that. I just need to have
there you go. There you go. Also,
next week, Lacaroni and Chaz podcast, the 100th episode. We're going live. We're going to stream it, and we're going to invite people in, free drinks, celebrate us, man. We're gonna be talking to y'all. It's gonna be a live podcast, and y'all gonna be the topics. All right.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, 100th episode. What you got, Kenesha?
All right. I am on the Super Funny Nate Jackson Super Funny World Tour right now. So check my calendar. Poughkeepsie. I got to learn how to say it. New York. Well, I'll be in Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm headed towards you. Cleveland, Ohio. I'm on the way. So turn up. All right. Busy's in the house. But right now, you can inbox me. I got a new shirt line out. It's a bunch of different shirts. So I'm going to show you. Fuck them kids, my favorite. Yeah. Okay. Fuck them kids. Kids be snitching in all colors. My favorite is the Seahawks colors. So kids be snitching. Fuck them kids. I got 6 other shirt designs. Come on. Come on and get a shirt and let me know what's up. So yeah, just keep up with that. And I have a bunch of other stuff coming out. So follow me on social media so that you can see what's going on, which is KANISHABUSS.
And listen, just as a reminder, Wording is Hard is now on Tubi, but also Hippie and Cleo Show, Two Bite Rule is also on Tubi right now. So go for those right now, both of them. Also, I'm shooting my special on September 20th. I may do a special dry run, 2 dry runs this upcoming Sunday. Location still to be determined. So just make sure you go to my page, check my stories, check my feed. I will post it on Instagram first and then Twitter, then Facebook. But yeah, check that out because it's going to be a very limited engagement and very limited space, probably only 30, 40 people per show. And then the special only fits 100 people and it's already 65 tickets. So 20 tickets out of that 100 are going to go to friends and family. So be warned, it's only 15 tickets left to the actual filming, but the dry run, we're probably going to have about 30 tickets per show. So be looking out for that. You know what I'm saying? We all here trying to do this thing. Make this happen. Go stream 2 Bite Rule. Go stream Wording is Hard. Be looking out for the special. We're also going to be doing watch parties. Tony Baker is doing a watch party on Wednesday. If you're watching this on Thursday, you already missed it. But Cleo's going to be doing one. I'm going to be doing one, all of the shows that we were promoting. So appreciate y'all watching. Special shout out to our special guest today. We got Dion Lack. We got Kenesha Buss. And of course, I'm to hear more. We'll see you on the next episode of Damn Internet. You scary. Peace, guys.
Boom.
It is.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.